There's a very interesting Gemara here in Ksuvos, which is, happens to be Nogea very much the Maisa, that there is a halacha, that there are certain harchakas that a woman who's a nida has to do with her husband. This is when you, Be'ez Hashem, you become married, you'll learn all the harchakas, but there are many harchakas that a person has to do, a husband and wife. And including that is even, the Gemara doesn't really just mention some of the harchakas, you'll see in the Shulchan Aruch, it mentions there's a harchaka of even just touching. You're not supposed to have physical, any form of physical contact. The Gemara, however, says that an Ovel is mut, it doesn't have those halachas of harchakas. That's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says the Ovel is, does not, with Chazal, did not make those gezeiras. So Mezigas HaKos, Hatzos Hamita, Harchoses Panav Yadav Viraglav, these are apparently even without touching. So by an Ida, they are Aser, and by an Ovel, they're Mutter. Right? Okay, we'll just summarize again for the latecomers. Baruch Hashem. Better late than it. That the, which just the Gemara just says very simple, that there is two different halachas. There's halachas of Nida and halachas of Avel. They're both Aser and Tashma Shamita. By Nida, Rabbanan were guys, there are certain harchakas. And by Avel, they were not. Okay. The Shaida is, what's the difference? Why is there a difference? After all, if they're both Aser, so we should have harchaka for both. So the Gemara clearly, in the beginning, thought the difference is because by Avel, since either he's an Avel, so therefore, or I'm sorry, since she's an Avel, I think right, Mara thought, because she's not in the mood. So she's not there, you don't have to be nervous that, Eina Shomaslo, that's what Rashi says. That since she's an Avel, so it's not just an Isser, it's an Isser makes you not in the mood. By Nida, it doesn't make you not in the mood, it's just an Isser. So there's a danger that a person will be nichshel. But by Avel, you're not in the mood. But that was the Gemara's initial, when the Gemara thought there was a split between him and her. The Gemara's maskana is it makes no difference between him and her. So the question is, what's the svar at the end? So there's a machlokes rishayim. It's very interesting. The Rosh says, that was one of the marmikaimis, the Rosh says, an ice test. Alma aveiras kamirida minida lefishalibo shodam nikna bishas aveiras. In other words, the Rosh says that the reason is like the Gemara's having as far as stays, even in the Maskana, even by both the man and the lady has aveiras, that the reason why by aveiras they weren't geyser. Because it's a special, we don't sell nervous by Avedis, because by Avedis, no one's in the mood. People are libo nikna. But by Nida, you don't have that prasvara. The Rabbeinu Krashkash, who's a Rishon, says that that's not pshat in the difference, that once a Gemara at the Maskana comes out that there's no dinchin of Avedis Yideh V'deis Yideh. So he says, V'ochi shayim neshekidu v'hodach mina b'nida t'fei b'avedis. The nida she iser gomor osa b'acham in gader gado. Av Avedis eka b'sura kudei hai, loch miru. So he says a different hesber, that the difference is because nida is an iser deraisa, to have bia, while Avedis is only an iser derabanan. Tabia. So we have a very interesting machlekas. In other words, let's just get this, summarize it before we can. This is a whole, the basic foundation. There is a din in the Gemara that we make harchaka isure certain harchakas on nida. We do not make those harchakas on avedis. The Gemara and the Havamina thought we should. Mara says the reason why we don't is because Avedis is there's a certain psychological reason. So the shayla is at the end of the day, once the Gemara comes out that we don't make the harchakas bein by the ish is an avel, bein by the isha, What's the difference between Nida and Avel? Why is it the Drabada made Harchakas on Nida and they didn't make Harchakas on Avel? So the Rush, which is Pashas, that's how we bask in Halacha. The Rush is the Torah's father. That's the basis of Halacha. Is Pashas, the reason is because by Nida and Avedas, there's a special blockage. There's a deterrent because they're not in the mood. Otherwise, we really wouldn't make a harchaka even by Avedas, notwithstanding the fact that it's Rabbanan. And the Rabbeinu Krashkash says that the reason why they didn't make harchakas by Avedas is because it's Rabbanan, and we're not so worried. Worst comes to worst, you'll be over in it's Rabbanan. In other words, obviously it's not a right thing, but we don't have to make as many gedarim to avoid this Rabbanan. We have to worry about avoiding this Deraisa. What's the nafka mina? The chareh, what the interesting shayla would be to take this, the Gemara only discusses two cases, Nida and Avedis. Now we have other cases that have Isurei Tashmish. We know Yom Kippur has Isurei Tashmish and Tisha B'Av. Okay, there are probably also cases of Chayrim. I'm not getting into that one. That would be interesting to look at too. But Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av. So the Chayra. By Yom Kippur is Pashtus is Deraisa, the Isur Tashmish. So there is some people say that Yom Kippur, the only Achila is Deraisa, Tashmish is Rabban. But let's assume, make life easy for ourselves, the Yom Kippur is a Deraisa. Tisha B'Av, the Isur, it's definitely only Drabbanan. Can't be Deraisa because Tisha B'Av didn't happen when the Torah was given at Har Sinai. Right? Tisha B'Av is only Drabbanan. So, the fire would come out. By Yom Kippur, which is Deraisa, so the Chayra, according to both the Rush and the Rabbeinu Krashkash, you would have all the Harchakas because Tisha B'Av Yom Kippur is no different than Nida. Just like by Nida, the Rabbanan were misakein that because we're afraid you'll be over the Aveira, the Issa Deraisa, and you'll come to go ahead and be over the Issa Deraisa. Therefore, they made certain harchakas, including touching. Husband and wife can't touch each other directly. They're skin to skin, even shaking hands, whatever. So the same thing would be true by Yom Kippur. According to the Rush, it's only by Avedis they were matter because it's a deterrent. You're not in the mood. Bechara Yom Kippur, you're not sad. So it's not such a svar. You're not in the mood. Pashas. Could be there's a svar of Kedusha Sayyim, which the Taz does mention. Maybe you're not in the mood because of the, that could be, you could argue. Maybe you're not in the mood because you're excited about the day of the Yom Kippur. You're misboiled. But Pashtus, according to the Rush, we would be Machmer and Yom Kippur, unless you say the svar of Kedusha Sayyim, makes you not in the mood. And according to the Rabbeinu Krashkash, that the Rabbanan were misakein by Deraisa is not Rabbanan. So if Yom Kippur is Deraisa, so they were misakein all the Harchakas. Okay. Where do you go? We get to Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av is for sure Rabbanan. So according to Rabbeinu, so here you would have L'chaira Nafkamina La'alacha between the Rush and Rabbeinu Krashkash, for sure. Because according to Rabbeinu Krashkash, the reason why the Rabbanan were not mistaken Harchakas on Avedis is because it's only Drabbanan. So Tisha B'Av, which is also only Drabbanan, so they're not going to be mistaken the Harchakas. According to the Rush, that we would really mistaken Harchakas even on Avedis, even though it's also Drabbanan. The only reason we didn't is because there's a deterrent. So then, in Tisha B'Av Pashas, there is no deterrent because there's no reason you're not in the mood. So therefore, according to the Rush, you should have a gzeira. Unless you say, because people are such Avedas and Yom Tishvav, they're not in the mood, but I don't know. That's no one seems to say that, Svara, that we get so sad on Tishvav equivalent to Avedas. So the Chara, that would be Pashas, that should be true, that there should be a Nafkamina Lalacha between the Rosh Rabbeinu Krashkash, and do we have the Harchakas on Tishvav? Lalacha is pretty Pashat, you know, we pass in like the Rosh. So therefore, the halacha, which should come out, that on Tisha B'Av you have all the harchakas of that a husband and a wife, they say have the same harchakas as Nida. Because you see Klar in the Gemara, the way the Rosh learns, that just like they made the harchakas by Nida, they would have made the harchakas by Avedis, even though Avedis is Rabbanan. The only reason they didn't is because you're not in the mood. So Tisha B'Av, right, that's the Rosh Svara, that you're not in the so Tisha B'Av, we don't have that Svara. The Rosh Svara was that the Avedis. You're Nikna, very humbled. It's a humbleness. So by Tisha B'Av, we don't have that Svara, then it should be Aser. Okay. So let's look at the Shulchan Aruch. So it's the first, one side has the Shulchan Aruch, Aruch Chaim. So it's a very strange Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says, in Yud Aleph, Yesh Misha Oimer. There's an opinion that says, Shal Yisham B'del Tishba V'Mishta B'Mita. Okay. In other words, there's a special, seems, V'Nochon Adarim Yisham Loch Loch Amir Nazira. So it's a very strange Shulchan Aruch. What sounds like, if you read the Shulchan Aruch Kepshuto, that the harchakas are mutter. It's just lying in bed, which is obviously there's an extra reason to be nervous. If you, I don't know, in all the time you see in Hilchas Avedis, even by Avedis, which our Gemara says beferish, that we, maybe I should have started there. Let's read the Simina by Avedis. Let's start there. I mean, it's easier. Our Gemara says that by Avedis there's no harchakas. Because, and we say we have this machlekes, we show them why not. But Avedis doesn't have harchakas. So let's read the Shulchan Aruch, the other side, and Shimpei Gimbo in the Yeridea. Ovo atatash memita. Avoshar davar karva mutter. See, he's not, that's our Gemara. Fido mezikas, I call that so, samita, it's called panav yadu rav. Beimba Avedis yidei, beimba Avedis yidu. Umutter lecho imo bikara. Umutter nishan imo. Hu bigdo, big bigdo. You can even lie in the same bed together as long as you're dressed. Miu, mishum leachlach amir nazira yesh lahachmir shalishan ima ben mita klau. Now, what is this reading? First, he says it's mutter to sleep together, and then he says because of lech lech you shouldn't do it. So, is it mutter or aser? So, apparently, pshat's like this. This is partial pshat that there are certain things that are aser because Chazal made a takana. If there are Usr because Chazal made a takana, so then it's a universal Isr. You can't come ahead and say, well, in my situation, it doesn't apply. I don't have to worry. I'm a super tzaddik. I don't have to worry. I'm, if the guy's old, so he can't have B anyway. Right? Chazal made an Isr, they made an Isr. Loch Loch Amir Nazira is not, there means, does not mean Chazal made an Isr. It's a Musr concept. Person is mechuyev in his own to make harchakas, even if the Torah, if the Rabbanan didn't make. There's a din we learn out from Nazir, that just like Hashem made harchakas by Nazir, so it's a Torah is showing you proper behavior, that you should go away from things that are aser. Lech lech, I mean, we tell a Nazir, go away from wine. He can't even eat grapes. So that's a harchaka that you're supposed to make on yourself. What if you have an explanation why in my particular situation it doesn't apply? So then you don't have to make it. The Gemara, Mara brings this. When the Mara brings Lech Lech Amin Azira, the Gemara brings that a certain Amira said that something's aser because Lech Lech Amin Azira, and yet he himself didn't keep it because he felt that by him it didn't apply because he was such a tzaddik, he didn't have to worry. In other words, Lech Lech Amin Azira is subjective. It's not an absolute iser. If Rabbanan made a takana, it's objective, it's universal. Because Rabbanan answered medicine on Shabbos doesn't apply today because we don't grind. But still, Asr, you can't say a guy's going to move Muksa. Rabbanan answered Muksa because you might come to do Malacha. Well, I'm not going to come to do Malacha. It doesn't make a difference. If it's Asr, it's Asr. So if Rabbanan answered, you have the Isr. Lech Le'amanazira means even if Rabbanan didn't answer, you should realize that there's a chance that you might become to Isser. So this is shot in Yeridea. All the archakas are mutter by Avel, including me ikar adin mutter lishenimo. You're even allowed to sleep in the bed together, assuming, again, you're both fully dressed. There's not, that is mutter. However, not there is no Isser, but there's a mutter svara of lech lech amir nazira, that you should be machmer, you shouldn't sleep in the bed. That's what we have by Avedis. So now if you flip back to Tisha B'Av, the Mechaber uses the exact same Lashon that we have by Avedis. That the Yesh Mishaymer, Shal Yishim et Tisha B'Av im Ishto B'Mita, why? Now he only says sleeping, doesn't say any of the archakas. And even sleeping, he only says it's aser because of lech lech amri nazira, which is the same halacha you have by Avedis. Smash, but it's not aser medina. So what, you know, there is so what the simple pshat in the Shulchan Aruch is that the Shulchan Aruch is saying that Tisha B'Av has the same din as Avedis, which is Pliatsuma. Because we said before that should be totally on the Machlekes, the Rush, and the Rabbeinu Krashkash. According to Rabbeinu, because we said the Gemara says that we make a Gzera by Nida, we don't make by Avedis. What's the difference? The Rush said because by Avedis you're not in the mood because you're an Avel. The Rabbeinu Krashkash says because Avedis is Rabbanan. We said nafkamina would be by Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av, you are in the mood. There's no, you're not depressed. You're not sitting shiva. On the other hand, it's only drabbanan. So according to Rabbeinu Krashkash, Tisha B'Av would be exactly like Avedis. According to the Rush, Tisha B'Av should be like Nida. So here the Shulchan Aruch goes ahead and paskins that Tisha B'Av is like Avedis. Shishvir, because the Shulchan Aruch Pashas Halacha, he passed like the Rosh, the Gra, Beferish. But I don't make go ahead, too many Mamikamis. The Gra says Beferish, we pass in like the Rosh. So, how is it that Tisha B'Av we're making? So, that's an interesting question. But meanwhile, let's look here. We have here a very interesting Magen Avram in Yud Tes. The Magen Avram says, "V'efsher shelo yigabo." It's efsher that even on Tisha B'Av you shouldn't touch. That's all. You should have that harchaka. V'nirali debiyom yeshahaku. So the shaila is, why does the Magen Avram say that you shouldn't touch? So Pashup Shat, you'll say that the Magen Avram is saying you shouldn't touch because he's Gufa holding like I'm saying. I'm tithing that there that Nida that Tisha B'Av should be like Nida. By Nida there's an Isser, husband and wife are not allowed to touch each other. And Tisha B'Av it doesn't only by Avedis say we're Mako because you're not in the mood. So that means that by Tisha B'Av, where you are in the mood, you have to have the same charchakas as by Nida. And therefore, it should be aser touching. So that would be Pashup Shat in the Ramah. He brings the Darkei Moshe. V'efshe shel yigabah kamo b'yom kippur. Pashup Shat and Yom Kippur, the yigabah is like Yom Kippur. The yigabah is Medina. Doesn't say in the Shulchan Aruch the Yigan Yom Kippur is because of Lach Lach Amar Nazira. So the Yigabah, so Pashup Shat in the Darkei Moshe is that the Darkei Moshe is Gufa saying my point that the Mechaber is pleiadic. The Mechaber is paskening that we're not to go there on the Harchokas on Tisha B'Av. Why not? Avedis we're not geyser according to the Rosh because you're not in the mood. But according to the Rosh says clearly that otherwise we would be geyser on Avedis, even though Avedis is Drabadan. So here too we should be geyser. So therefore the Magen Moshe says that Yigas Aser. Comes along the Magen Avram and says the Biyom Yesh Lahako, that by the day you can be Mekel. So this is very, very strange. Because if the pshat in the Darkei Moshe is like I said, that you should be machmir because you want to give it the same din and nida, by nida there's no difference between the day and night. So where does it go ahead? Where in the world does the Magen Avraham come along to make this middle ground? Like, in other words, we have two halachas. We have Nida and Avedis. So where are you putting? Where are you putting Tisha B'Av? According to the Rosh, Tisha B'Av should be like Nida. So it should be Aser in touching to Yom and Laila all day. According to the Rabbeinu Krashkas, it should be like Avedis. And it should be Mutter de Gamre. Where does the Magen Avraham come along and make some kind of weird compromise that we don't find anywhere in the Gemara on his own, nearly, my opinion. It makes us, nowhere in Halacha do we find such a split, that we have two cases, two camps, and he goes ahead and he makes the middle. So, there is on every Magen Avraham, those who know reach that there's a Maxis Hasheka on the bottom of the page who explains the Magen Avraham. So let's read a little bit. We got 6 minutes. To Biyom Yesh Hakol, Af Al Gav, the Besimin Tofrei Shud Gimel, Biyom Kippur, Hechmer Magen Avraham, Osir Afila Biyom. By Yom Kippur, we're Machmer Biyom. The reason Yom Kippur we're Machmer Biyom is because Yom Kippur is clearly, according to everybody, Yom Kippur is like Nida, and it's Aser Medina B'Yayim. Nikola Gom Hikka B'Tisha B'Av, Dudra Abanan. So the Hudra Abanan, that here is fascinating that the Machla Sheko is bringing this far Rabbeinu Krashkash. That since Rabbeinu Krashkash holds that we're not Geyser under Abanan, which is a little bit, to me, it's strange when the Rush says clearly not like that. The Gra, without getting too complicated, it says Beferish that it's Mukhruch from the Gra, from the Rush, that we don't hold it as far as Rabbanan, because the Rush says Beferish that we would have been geyser by Avedis, except for the fact that you're not in the mood. Avedis is Rabbanan. So we see that we don't, the far as Rabbanan is not true, according to the Rush. So Rabbeinu Krashkash holds it at Svara. So he's using that Svara to Halacha, the Tisha B'Av here, the Drabban. The Gam Tzvar Svar Yesh, there's a reason that why. And he said, if you skip down, the line says, the Dafim Yom Kippur Shanoshim Mikushatas, because on Yom Kippur, the women are dressed nicely, the Kavod Ayoyim. Yesh Lachos Gir Yetz Sahara, Mashen Gein B'Tisha B'Av Adraba, Hokim b'begad them in noon of him. That the Tisha B'Av, they don't go wearing nice clothes. I don't know. That was apparently the minig. I don't think we have such a minig that we wear begad them in nuvoim on Tisha B'Av. We wear regular clothes. But he said that the minig was that on Tisha B'Av they wore especially not nice clothes, and therefore you don't have to be worried. So therefore at night you can be Mako. And it comes out that if Lu Yitzor, you go dressed nicely on Tisha B'Av, which I believe is a minig today, so then even Enoch and Ami in Tisha B'Av you should be Machmer. So what he basically saying is that Pshat in the Maxis Hasheko, Pshat in the Magen Avraham is that by Tisha B'Av, there's another reason why you don't have to be worried, because by Tisha B'Av, they're not dressed nicely. So, Okay, I'm not clear so much. What I suspect he's saying is like this. What I suspect he's saying is that the Chazal made a gzeira by Nida. They didn't make the gzeira by Tisha by Avedis because it's a deterrent because of Nanamud. They also, so he's saying that they also did not make the gzeira by Tisha B'av, because since the women are dressed in not nice clothes on Tisha B'av, that was a minhag apparent at the time of Chazal, so they never made a gzeira on Tisha B'av either. Now, says the Mechaber, that even though they don't make a gzeira, there's a svara of lech lech amrina nazira. So lech lech amazira means it's not als the gzeira of the Chazal. This is, we're making up our own gzeiras. That's what lech lech amazira means. Make up your own archakas. So that's where the Magen Avraham gets the right to make the split. Because the Magen Avraham is saying, in other words, going back to the Darkei Moshe according to the Magen Avraham, the Darkei Moshe said that by Aveda, by Tisha B'av, you should be machmer on Negia. So I thought that Pshat the Darkei Moshe was because he's saying Tisha B'av is the same as Nida. So I think that the Magen Avraham is saying, no, that's not Pshat. Everybody agrees that Tisha B'av is not the same as Nida. By Nida, Chazal made a gzeira. By Tisha B'av, Chazal did not make a gzeira because they don't wear nice clothes. Except there's a special din, that even if Chazal didn't make a gzeira, a person is supposed to make his own gzeiras. As loch loch amar nazira. And therefore the Mechaber says we should aser ishto b'mita. So says the Magen Avraham, just like as loch loch amar nazira, we aser ishto b'mita. So we should also aser negia, but then only b'laida, not b'yoyim, because this has nothing to do with the gzeira that we find by Nida. This is a person making his own archakas. Okay, so it comes out, just to summarize, we have 1 minute, it comes out that we have, according to what it seems to me, that there are three different levels, according to what it comes out. We have, if learning like the Rosh, because that's Pashas, how we paskin halacha. By Nida, Chazal made a takana, certain harchakas, including touching, pouring wine, whatever, and that is Aser Medina, and even if a guy feels he has an exception, there's a special reason why it doesn't apply to him. Chazal made a gzeira, it's Aser no matter what, it's Aser. By Avedis, Chazal did not make any of those harchakas. Therefore, it's even mutter abidin to go sleep in the same bed together if you're both fully dressed. However, says the Mechaber that there's a not as Chazal's gzeira, but the person himself should make a harchaka as loch loch amin and nazira. By Tisha B'av, if you learn like the Machzis HaShekel, Tisha B'av also Chazal did not make a gzeira, because the minig was not to dress nicely on Tisha B'av, so the Chazal didn't feel there's such a chash. So therefore, the Chazal really made Tisha B'av exactly the same as Avedis. Just like Avedis, you're not in the mood, we're not nervous, Chazal didn't make a gzeira because you're not in the mood. Tisha B'av, either you're not in the mood because you're thinking about the Avedis, or because you're not dressed nicely, or both together, whatever. Therefore, Tisha B'av really should be like Avedis. There's no gzeira. Yet, says the Mechaber, there's a din of loch loch amin and nazira, which is not as a real iser, it's just a harchaka. Says the Mechaber only mentioned it as far as sleeping in the same bed. The Darkei Moshe extends it that a person shouldn't touch. Says the Magen Avraham, since this is an iser touching, which is not as the gzeira of Chazal that we have by Nida, that they have in all situations across the board, but this is a gzeira of touching because of lech lech amin nazira, so it's only aser at night and not at the day. Okay.